Hey guys, welcome back to Dungeons and Creeps.
It's your boy.
It's your boys.
Boys.
Oh, boys.
Bowdy.
This is a podcast where I explain a horrible creepypasta character to Brody, and he attempts to turn it into a playable D&D character.
Emphasis on attempts. It's been a challenge every time so far.
Well, this is only the third episode.
Exactly.
All right, so this episode, as...
Wait, hold on.
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
Okay, we're good. I was just thinking, like, because this is a very, like, themed,
mm-hmm.
but also we could talk about something else real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
YouTube sucks.
Why? Oh, yeah, because
it's being a dick, and we have the right file format for our newest YouTube video.
Which I edited.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot.
And it's
for me.
And it just says, sorry, it didn't work, and it won't give us any other thing. And fun fact, I have searched high and low for this. Did you know YouTube doesn't have, like, a call number or anything? So, like, the only people who can actually contact YouTube is, like, the big YouTubers.
Yeah.
Which I find is a dumb... Like, they don't even have an email.
Yeah.
It's so just ridiculous.
It's one of the dumbest things. Anyway, we'll work on it. Sorry, Yorklings.
Anyway, on to the podcast.
Yeah. So this episode, as previewed by the ending of last episode, is about Sonic.exe.
I already have it. We're done.
Brody, how much do you know about Sonic.exe?
Too much.
Okay. Explain.
I know that it exists.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. Well... Sonic.exe has two official stories written by the same author, the original creator of Sonic.exe, but one of the fan fictions, Sally.exe, has been made canon by JC the Hyena, who is the original author of Sonic.exe.
Mm-hmm.
The first story is about someone named Tom who gets a shady disc that is said to be Sonic in the mail.
Yeah.
And the disc turns out to be cursed, and he ends up being tormented by Sonic for the rest of his days.
Oh.
I guess.
Is that it?
I mean, it's longer. Like, you know, everything in the game has changed to something scary. There's gore, pixelated gore. Music is backwards and from different games. There's a Kafka laugh. Mm-hmm. So
what can you tell me about the Sonic?
The Sonic?
Yeah.
Well, he has black bleeding eyes.
Yeah.
And red dots in them mm-hmm. for pupils.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he smiles and he eats flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks he is God, or he is God of his world. Anyway, that's only the first story. You think that it's like a... At the end of the story, at least I thought, it was just like, oh, that was just a cursed game. Cool.
Yeah.
Next creepypasta. No, it gets better.
Oh boy.
There is a second story. I told you that there are two.
Yes.
It's way longer than the first. So, turns out,
mm-hmm.
Sonic.exe is actually a demon?
That's such a cop-out.
Named X.
Wait, what?
Who... possesses games.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
To possess people.
Oh, never mind.
And he has taken the form of Sonic for some reason. And basically, if you get a hold of the cursed game, he turns you into your favorite Sonic character and tortures you. And he has 7 guardians, apparently.
Oh god, Chaos Emeralds.
Are you ready to be weebed out?
Yeah.
Their names are Aishu, Kito, Kyofu, Kofuku, Kirai,
mm-hmm.
Yukubo,
mm-hmm.
and Gekido.
What do they look like?
I will show them to you. They're based on human emotions.
Oh, they look so weeby.
I know.
They look like a very bad OC. Like, I love looking up OCs, though. Like, no joke, I look up, like, blank, original characters, because I like people's ideas. But then you see, like, these Sonic OCs, and it's just like, I mean, yeah, I guess you're right, it is an OC, but, like...
And they all have the symbol of X on them. The symbol of X is just a red X. So...
Alright.
That's that.
Next. Let's keep going.
Okay, so these seven guardians... who X apparently created to help him rule his world, are supposed to use human emotions to make people want to play Sonic.
Wow.
And the way it's described is shit like, you're so sad that you want to play Sonic, or you're so angry that you have to play Sonic.
All right, then.
Real creative with the name, kind of like, oh yeah.
By the way, their names... I mean, basically the emotions, but in Japanese.
Got it. Once we can stop right there.
Are you sure?
Positive.
So, X.
Yeah.
He infiltrates Sonic. Mm-hmm. Only Sonic, for some reason. And only one copy of the game. And the second story, there's a detective writing in a journal.
Nice.
And he is he's investigating. Are you okay?
Who he claims to be. I'm singing the Death Note musical song. Oh, continue.
I love Death Note the musical. I wish this was Death Note the musical, but it's not.
We should do a musical one podcast.
That'd be interesting.
For our channel, though. Not for, like, iTunes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, continue.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. So, the second story, the main character is a detective investigating a series of murders called the Sonic.exe murders.
No one would ever name that in their mind.
That is a false. That is this. Okay, I can maybe understand. I am a demon that only works with Sonic games. Whatever. It's very meme-y, right? And it's 20, you know, millennials and all that shit. But a detective that names a case of murders the Sonic.exe.
Yep.
That's too many syllables.
The Sonic.exe murders are called the Sonic.exe murders because apparently a copy of the Sonic.exe game is found on the hard drives of computers that the victims owned, even though the computers were completely destroyed.
Wow.
So, that's that. And the victims are found... It's really weird. But apparently, these victims aren't actually dead, according to autopsies.
Oh. You know, autopsies that are performed on dead bodies.
Which makes it not murders, but they are in a death-like state, almost as if their soul has left their body.
No. That is not a correct diagnosis, because it's like as if the soul left the body. On what basis would the doctor know what that's like? Like, oh yeah, I saw this case one time, we got his soul left. It's kind of like that. I don't know. In just my personal opinion, I feel like that's
right.
Terrible. But can we just, like, time out? What's up with demons always wanting to cause chaos?
They're demons. It's what they do.
Right, but they'd get a lot more followers. But, like, it's not, like, a chaos thing.
Speaking of followers, anyway, continue.
I don't like where this is going.
Come on, I'll tell you after you're done.
I don't like how demons are like, oh yeah, I want followers, but I do evil shit. It's like, dude, give people powers and don't be creepy about it, and they totally, you get way more, just tons more followers. Like, if this demon's all like, yo, I'll give you cookies if you sell your soul to me, and it's just like, oh, by the way, if you don't agree to this, I'm gonna start doing creepy demon shit rather than, like, normal, like, hey, bro, give me your soul, I'll make your life not a living hell. Yeah, no, I just feel like...
Yep. So, speaking of followers...
Dear God.
In the second story, there is a...
Yeah.
an organization, we'll say, that call themselves the Cult of X.
I'm gone.
Fuck, he's actually leaving, guys. Brody. Brody, no. Brody. Brody. He just left. Brody. Brody, come back.
Hi, this is Brandon. I'm taking over for Brody.
Jesus. All right, Brandon.
Yes. I love creepy pastas.
Do you like Sonic.exe?
Oh god, that is a classic one. It's so bad. It's written beautifully though, because it's so bad, you know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, I did forget to tell you that at the big kicker at the end of the first story of Sonic was that he turned around and saw a bloody Sonic plushie sitting behind him.
Ooh. Spooky.
Apparently, X uses Sonic plushies as surveillance.
What a little bitch.
I don't know. It's kind of stupid.
Kind of a bitch move.
So, yeah, X steals the souls from bodies, turns them into their favorite Sonic character.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what if you don't like Sonic? What if you're just being a memer and you're like, hey, this is Sonic.exe. I heard that was a bad creepypasta. Let's play it. And then all of a sudden you're in there and X is like, who's your favorite Sonic character? And you're like, I don't play Sonic. What happens then?
Is this a rhetorical question?
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, what's asking me? Yes. I don't know what happens.
I don't know. You get released.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
Oh.
They never explains that. So, X is
because everyone loves Sonic.
Trying to take over the world, I guess, through Sonic. Good luck with that. I don't know. Maybe he's just trying to cause chaos. Honestly, I don't give a fuck.
Is this the end of the story?
Kinda.
Are there any more plot points that I need to know for making?
Let's see. Let me just run over it again for you. X is a demon with 7 followers, named very weeby names, based off of human emotions.
Right.
He steals people's souls and puts them into Sonic games, a.k.a. his world, and tortures them for the rest of their life. Okay. And that is who X is.
Well, I feel like you gave me a not too good character to make a character off of. Reason being is because it's all based on video games. And this is D&D. So.
Well, none of that story is based off of video game.
Huh?
None of that story is based off a video game.
No, but, like, he haunts video games.
He does haunt video games, but you can, like, always switch that out for something else.
Yeah, he haunts dice. Ooh. But, I'm thinking, is it my part of the show?
We'll say it's your part of the show.
Alright, so.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy.
Wait, no, it's Brody's part of the show.
It's your boy. Brody's back.
Brody's
back. He took over. Alright, so. Brody's here. And, Brody's not queer. This is my time to shine. So, my opinion, Tiefling, all the way. Demon, Tiefling, hands down. But subclass, or race, or not sub, a background you're asking? Noble, because he's a demon lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has 7 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Well, he has a shit ton of followers in the Cult of X, but...
Anyway... And I'm thinking, wizard or cleric. If we were doing cleric of the trickery domain, because they get to make a clone of themselves, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an illusionary clone, so I feel like that kind of portrays the whole kind of like, ooh, I'm here, but I'm not here kind of thing.
Right.
I don't know. And, or the necromancy wizard, because, you know, animate dead and you summon people.
Right.
Like res followers and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other than that, stats. Strength, low, because it seems like strength, dex, and wisdom. Or strength, dex, and con, all low, we'll say.
Because he doesn't really use physical force.
Yeah. But intelligence, we'll say above average. Wisdom, very high. Charisma, very high. Because it sounds like he's very scary. Right. And wisdom, so he can, like, insight on people's lives and shit. Oh, wait, no, definitely wizard.
Mm-hmm.
The plushies can be his familiars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely a wizard like that.
Okay, so he's a tiefling. Is it tiefling or tiefling?
Yeah.
He's a tiefling wizard. Mm-hmm. Background noble.
Mm-hmm.
With low physical stats and high mental stats.
Mm-hmm.
I
feel like we should start off each creepypasta whether I'm making this a player character or an NPC.
Are you making him an NPC?
No, whether this or that.
Oh, okay.
Because that does tweak things a little bit on how I could create him.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you were to make him a NPC, DM's familiar, say.
Oh, okay, yeah. Definitely would give him the ability to possess games. Mm-hmm. Like, as an action, he could possess a game.
Mm-hmm.
And he can view as if he was, you know, standing there.
Mm-hmm.
I would also give him the ability to summon these plushy things,
mm-hmm.
which have, like, AC 10 and, like, 5 hit points.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even 5, 1 hit point. You know what I mean? You hit it, it dies.
Mm-hmm.
And he can have equal to his wisdom modifier. So, like, 5. He can summon 5 of them at once. You know, place them wherever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also make it so he has conjuration magic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd also have to whip up characters for each of the emotions, quotation mm-hmm. marks.
Okay.
And, yeah.
All right. 10 out of 10.
I also wouldn't make him a tiefling. I'd make him a blue tabaxi.
Okay. But for player purposes, it's a tiefling.
For player purposes, it could be a blue tabaxi, too.
Okay.
I'm just thinking tiefling is more thematically for the whole demon thing, but for the sonic part, it would be a blue tiefling.
Right. Cool.
Yeah.
So.
Gotta go fast.
Let's see. What creepypasta for next week? I haven't decided, honestly, so we shall see. It will be a mystery. Oh, I did say something last podcast about petty authors, and I'll just add the story as a little bit of an ending.
Oh, okay.
So, the Creepypasta website, like the one everybody knows as the Creepypasta website.
Hasn't been shut down yet.
Yeah. They got their shit together.
Are you serious?
And they took Sonic.exe off of the website.
Why?
Because it's a horrible story.
Okay, but most creepypastas are.
Yeah, but I don't know. They took it off because it was pretty shitty. You know what JC the Hyena did?
Huh?
Do you know what JC the Hyena did?
No, I don't.
Well, instead of like packing up shop and being like, "All right, boys, it was a good run. I mean, I'm pretty famous on the internet. My character's famous, but like they don't like it." So he wrote an entire DeviantArt blog post about how angry he was and how the followers of Sonic.exe should rise against the website, the entire internet, and worship his child.
Yeah.
And with that, did you have any reactions to that? Or
yeah. To be honest.
Good job.
Yo, what were we just watching about? My Immortal?
My Immortal.
I go as vampire.
Yep. So, Draco's not vampire.
No.
Harry's vampire.
Yeah. Most people tend to. Oh, jeez. That was so awful. How could you rationalize? You know what? Next. Is that creepypasta? What is that?
It's a fan fiction. It's not a creepypasta.
It's scarier than most creepypastas. Let's see. What's a good creepypasta, like, you've actually read?
Oh, that's easy. Candle Cove.
What's that about? Should we do that next week?
That's a good one, though.
Or is it about an item? Or a thing?
That's a good creepypasta, though. This is about bad creepypastas.
I feel like we could do good creepypastas and make it more fun. Or we could do both.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Next week, a good creepypasta.
Ooh.
All right.
But it's not going to be easy for you.
Okay. Like, is it a place or is it like more of like an ideal? I can turn it into a D&D thing.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
All right.
The next week, Candle Cove.
End sequence. Hey guys, if you like that, be sure to check us out on YouTube.
Yep.
We're two dorks.
Subscribe.
Subscribe to us. We love you. We love people.
You know what I love, Brody? Sleep.
Let us sleep.
Goodbye.
Penis.